Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Stand there.
Oh, nobody else praises the Lord here?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, there we go. Hallelujah. Well, the Rosenfelds are back finally, huh? Yeah. That's what's that? Jeff's dad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You mean Joel's dad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be back. Who's all happy to be here? Can you? Good. Good. So three of you aren't. Okay, that's good. You'll get happy by the time you're done. Go back to that song for a second. That's an awesome song. Yeah, one more. Was that it? That wasn't it. Okay. Behold the Lamb. Was that it? Yeah, praise the Lord. I was a phrase in it I wanted to look at. Was that it? Okay, the last song. I think that was. Okay, that's it. For you are my righteousness. That was it. For you are my righteousness. How do I stand before the Most High God? Praise the Lord, righteous. I got to visit with some friends, and one of the discussions that we had was that God does all these things to us and not the devil. You ever heard that preached here? And don't raise your hands, but most of you don't agree with it. Okay, most of you, we'll put up with it, but we don't believe that junk. It's always the devil. We know it's the devil. And so without getting into supporting that, I asked the question to my friend, why is it so important that we learn that it's God doing it to us? Forget about the arguments. What's that? That was it. Because then we learn not how to fight a merciless devil. We learn how merciful our God is. You follow what I'm saying? Because so many people, praise the Lord, there's so many people that are in this bondage of, I'm fighting the devil, I'm doing everything I know how because it's all about works to me. They don't say that, but that's what it means. I'm doing all these works and I can't seem to shake this devil loose. It had nothing to do with the devil. Yeah, he's the one that's been dispatched to put it on you. But it's a merciful God that wants you to recognize that you have a failed relationship or fellowship with him. And he just says, just come confess it to me. You follow what I'm saying? He wants simply come confess it and I'll call off the dogs. But most people want to sit around and argue, say, oh no, it's the devil. I can't believe because I can remember one scripture kind of out of context in the New Testament says the devil does it. That's not what it says, praise the Lord. Who knows what Matthew 28, I'll give you Matthew 28, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there. The Great Commission, who remembers that? Going to all the world, teach every ethnic group, doing what? Dunking them in water, saying Father, Son, Holy Ghost over them, right? Okay, that's not what that says. It says you teach every ethnic group by immersing them into three names. That's right. Where do we learn about the Father? Old Covenant. He does his things. What do we learn about the Son? New covenant, right? And what do we learn all the way through the new covenant? Mercy, mercy, mercy and grace, right? Praise the Lord. And then finally, when you get those two names figured out, he fills you with your own Pentecost with the Holy Ghost. Who's got that? Okay. Now, that is why it's so important to understand that you are not in a fight with the devil. You have some failed fellowship relationship with your Father, and all he wants you to do is come back home. That's all he wants. It's not about Dave setting, or pastor, or whoever, setting up a new doctrine about, oh, it's just God, it's not the devil, and we're going to go and preach that ever. It has nothing to do with that. My friend was telling me, one of the friends I was discussing, he says, you need to write a book. I said, I don't need to write a book. I said, the only book anybody ever needed was already written. Praise the Lord. And I had to argue with him, and he's written a bunch of books, and praise the Lord, you know, they work for him, I guess. But I want you to get in that relationship with the book. If you get in that book, I can guarantee you all your answers will be, everything will be answered. Y'all following that? Now, I'm going to take us over to Psalm 34 for a little bit, because this was one of the revelations that the book gave me while I was on vacation, and I'll probably preach it for the next couple weeks, but I love this first phrase. Read it to me. I will bless the Lord at his praise Now, if his praise, what that, his praise just means that I'm praising him. Okay, that's all it means. I'm just thanking God for the pews and they're padded. Remember churches when you were a kid that didn't have padding? Oh, we can praise God for padded pews, praise the Lord. Okay. His praise or praise about him, for him, to him, if it's continually in my mouth, what's left? What time is there left to talk about anything else? Do I find time, though? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Y'all didn't get that. Do I find time to talk about other things other than praising him 100% of the time? Oh, I'm preaching to the choir now. Okay. And I saw that and I go, God, you know, I don't. That says that I should never say anything but praise about him, to him, for him. And look at the next one. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And that always was Greek to me. I didn't understand what that meant until I realized I have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and the only thing it should ever boast in is him. But how many times have I caught my soul boasting in something I've done? I'm pretty proud of what I can do. I remember when I first came to the ministry and pastor, I thought, well, I'm the best computer programmer in the world. You know, I'm bringing all these talents to pastor. And that was my soul boasting. And God said, no, you don't need to do that. You just need to learn to submit to him. Okay, praise the Lord. And I have, right? I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. But my soul should only boast in what he has done. And look why. Because even those who are humble of themselves, y'all come here, you're in the process of humbling yourselves because you've found that the Word of God is taught here and you know it ministers to you and you know it works and you're beginning to humble yourselves before the Lord. And when I talk, that should make you glad. That should bring joy to you because you realize, oh, I've seen somebody else. You see Pastor all the time. He's humbled himself. He's got in that book and he's studied it and now it ministers to us and it makes us glad because if it works for him, it'll work for us. Praise the Lord. And then it says, the humble will be glad and hear of it. Or when the humble hear of it, they'll be glad. Praise the Lord. And then verse 3, oh, let's come together. Come magnify the Lord with me. Y'all come with me. Come on. And it says that we'll exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. Now, anybody have a reason they can exalt his name just this week? Amen. Well, let me tell you a story about me. Praise the Lord. You know, we all went up to Canada. You thought we fell off the end of the world, but Canada is not the end of the world, okay? We didn't fall off. We came back. And I was working on a fifth wheel up there. We had been given a fifth wheel, and I was getting the brakes and stuff. And through the process of doing things, I had taken one of the propane bottles. They're about yay tall, 30-pounders. 30 pounds of correction. Yeah, I think it's called a 30-pounder. Anyway, I've gotten it filled, and I was putting it back up into the hole where it goes, and I did it wrong, and something buckled in my chest. And it hurt. And I'm like, oh, God. I said, this is not a good thing. And I was very, fear came all over me, because I didn't know what that was, but I just knew it was seriously wrong. And I figured it broke or something, because as soon as I touched it, there was a depression in there. Something was seriously wrong. I knew something had, because it hurt, it felt really weird, and I oh God. So I finished getting the bottle up in there another way, and I went in the house and I said, Grandpa's a pastor of the church that we go to in Canada. I said, Grandpa, you gotta pray for this. And he said, what'd you do? I said, well, I did something. I don't know, but I felt something buckle. I felt something give way in my chest here, in my rib cage, and I don't know what happened. And he prayed immediately, and then I got on the phone, and I called Pastor. I said, Pastor, you have got to pray for me right now. He said, what happened? I told him, what had I done? He said, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, and he prayed. You know how long his prayers are, hours and hours, right? No, just a quick little, God, we need this done, and we need it done now. And within 5 minutes, and that's not because it took 5 minutes. It took 5 minutes for me to realize that all the fear had left and the pain was gone. Now, I could tweak it, and I could, oh yeah, praise the Lord. You know, I could feel it in there, but the majority of it was immediately gone. And I'll tell you, I can exalt his name, praise the Lord, and I can thank God, if for no other reason, that pastor has been in that book so he could pray, what was it, 1,500 miles away 1,500 miles away over the phone and get that pain and that fear to go like that. And that's what I want y'all to learn. Come magnify the Lord with us. Because all he wants is praises towards him coming out of our mouth. We don't need to talk about anything else. There's nothing else we need to waste our time on. Just praising him because he wants to show up. And I'm certain there are others that have testimonies similar this week where God has done something. He's protected you. He's watched over us. But the problem is we get so focused on other junk. We get focused on, well, Cheryl does this or Pastor does that. Or no, that's dumb. That's dumb. We need to focus on how grateful we are that we can stand on two legs. We have money to buy shoes. We got pants. We don't have to stand up here like precious Isaiah. I mean, who remembers the story about Isaiah? Yeah, okay. There's some chuckles. Y'all been reading your word. Okay, good. Hey, you go read it. You'll find it. We're blessed. Amen. You know, we are blessed. We get good music. We got awesome songs to sing. Let's have nothing come out of our mouth but continual praises towards him. Y'all got that? We'll talk more next week about this passage. This passage is awesome. It's pregnant with life. But my time is done. Praise the Lord. Father, we praise you. We praise your holy name. That you, in your infinite wisdom, decided to send your son. Not decided, you planned. That you would send your son to pay the price so that we could inherit everything that you have. Father, thank you for that. And Father, let our hearts be filled with that understanding so that we will constantly praise your name. That our soul will never boast in something we've done or what we've accomplished, but only in you. Father, no matter what facet of life we walk in, that we will focus totally and completely on you. And Father, I want to thank you for all the things you did for us on the trip, all the people we got to talk to and lives that were touched. I want to thank you that we deal with a merciful God and not a merciless devil. That we deal with a God, as in Job, that wants us to see you with our eyes, not just hear about you with our ears. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you that you're the shepherd and bishop of our soul and that you have total, you have taken it upon yourself the responsibility of getting us into eternal life. And I want to thank you for that. I want to praise your name because that alone ensures that spirit, that Holy Spirit of redemption, ensures that we make it. I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.